Ten Sleep Canyon has become a popular destination for rock climbers looking for adventure, but some are concerned that parts of their adventure might be manufactured. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports on a controversy that is starting to bring climbers together.
Ten Sleep Canyon sits on the southwestern edge of the Bighorn National Forest, and it's always been a destination for rock climbers. President of the Bighorn Climbers Coalition, Alex Green, says in the past couple of years, the area's popularity has exploded.
Ten Sleep Canyon has been seeing a pretty big resurgence in the rock climbing development over the last handful of years, and that resurgence has come with its share of pros and cons.
Green says more people have been developing rock climbing routes or paths up a rock in Ten Sleep. He says the rocks in there are limestone, and it requires some cleaning before it's safe to climb.
You need to pull off loose flakes, loose rocks. You need to file down like razor sharp edges, make sure they're not going to cut you. Sometimes get rid of a little bit of vegetation if it's growing in the middle of the route. There's kind of like a minimal standard that absolutely needs to happen when you're developing limestone.
That's where climbers have had some differences in the past year. In 2018, climbers in the canyon started noticing that some of the newer climbing routes were looking a little too clean, something they call manufactured.
Instead of just filing down a razor sharp edge so a pocket doesn't cut you when you put your fingers into it, they might make the mouth of the pocket bigger so you can fit three fingers into it instead of two or something like that.
Green says his group started hearing about routes that had drilled holes for pockets, as well as some with rock that had been reinforced with a type of glue. That's led to a big conversation about what is considered ethical route development in the canyon. The man at the center of this controversy is Louis Anderson. Anderson has climbed in Ten Sleep for more than 20 years and moved to the area about 4 years ago. He's developed around 150 routes since moving here and owns a local business that offers climbers a place to stay when they visit the canyon. Anderson says he met with local climbers and route developers about his behavior in June 2018.
And those conversations I thought went quite well. That initial meeting and then follow-up conversations over the following month or so kind of led me to reevaluate what I was doing and change my opinion on the tactics that I was comfortable using. And I told these people that. And from that point on, I haven't done those things.
Anderson says he spent the last year or so trying to regain the trust of the climbing community. But in February, several longtime Ten Sleep climbers brought more attention to the issue with a published open letter attacking Anderson's practices. Alex Green with the Bighorn Climbers Coalition says the published letter forced his group to react.
It necessitated a very direct response and a more public response, I think, than we were initially preparing for.
So the organization started holding route developer roundtables where climbers could get together and talk about what's been happening in Ten Sleep, which has led to them writing a guidance document for route development.
It's being written by members of the local community. We're getting input from everybody on all sides of this, and we're going to be coming up with a set of guidelines and standards that I think we can all be happy with moving forward.
But while it looked like the issues were being resolved, a group of people went to the canyon in the middle of the night and took down some of the routes Anderson had developed. Green says about 70 routes in the canyon were negatively affected.
30-ish were totally stripped and removed from the wall. They just don't exist anymore as routes. Another 30-ish were kind of partially affected. They put red padlocks on the first bolt of a lot of routes, a handful of routes. They filled in some holds that they thought were manufactured with epoxy or broke some holds off the wall even.
The actions prompted the U.S. Forest Service to finally get involved. Powder River District Ranger Tracy Weaver says they will now be enforcing rules on route development in the canyon.
You can't go and manufacture, you can't create trails or routes or anything on national forests without a permit or a operating plan.
Weaver says they made the decision to put a pause on route development to give everyone a chance to cool down from the tension over the past year.
Basically, what it was, from my perspective, was to get everybody to take a tactical pause to move forward more thoughtfully and on the same page.
The Forest Service has hired a ranger to solely focus on climbing. He'll be working in Ten Sleep to educate climbers on sustainable practices and taking an inventory of climbing routes and the impacts of climbing. Weaver says they'll also be working with climbers to finish up a climbing management plan for the forest.
We'll definitely work with them on the, you know, the route development ethics that they're working on right now. We'll make sure that there's information in there about the wilderness area and how we want to manage that. And then as well as, you know, addressing dispersed camping and human waste and dogs and, you know, all of the other impacts that people potentially have when they come to climb here.
The Forest Service granted the Bighorn Climbers Coalition $22,000 to start surveying the canyon as the first steps to getting the management plan. Last year, the coalition mapped trails and dispersed camping in the canyon. Currently, they've been working on an archaeological survey. There is no definite timeline on when a final management plan would be ready. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Tensleep.